You're listening to DraftKings Network.
On April 26th, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. Only in theaters April 26th. Rated R.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This postgame show is brought to you by Geico. Switch to Geico today and see all the ways you could save. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com to get a rate quote and get started seeing how much you could save.
I'm slightly disappointed that we won one of our parlays finally. I was hoping to go 0-4 forever as DraftKings continues to give us money. But we got one right yesterday. Coward bet. Betting the Blue Jays at home is a big favorite. Betting together with the Rays the Lightning scoring more than 1.5 goals. We finally won a parlay, much to the disillusionment of our audience, I got to imagine. You could have won a good amount of money if you had bet against us for the last 10 or so weeks.
Right. I mean, you would have an extraordinary record. But I do think that we have to establish our gambling bona fides with DraftKings. Like, we do have to eventually be able to produce winning bets. We do have to be able to get boosts that win. And so, as a favorite, I know it was a heavy favorite. By the way, had to sweat this one out. I looked at Jose Berrios's starting line, 7 innings, 3 earned, 8 strikeouts. He was pitching well. The Jays had a 6-3 lead, and the Orioles sent it to extras. And so the Jays were able to pull it out in extra innings. So it's not like we didn't have to sweat it out. The Lightning was fine, but we sweated it out. But even with a minus 140 parlay, we were able to get over the line.
Unfortunately,
finally,
we have won a bet now. Hopefully, we will start a new streak of disaster for you. So
why not a streak of winning?
We are not.
What if
gambling.
We won 14 straight parlays to get back to level pegging?
We are not gambling experts. We're not pretending to be expert peggers.
Hell yeah.
Chris Cody, did you get an answer from Tim Kirkchian on top 5 bad ball hitters of all time?
Top 5 bad ball hitters of all time, starting with number 5, Pudge Rodriguez. Number 4, Manny Sanguian.
Oh, old school. That's what I thought your dad was going to go with, but your dad checked out about 40 minutes into today's show.
Thank you. Checking it out.
Number 3.
It's not checking it out. It's just checking out.
Or checking it.
Seriously, you did the worst thing there. Like, there was so many funny options for you there.
Thank you.
All right, number 3, Roberto.
How do we know Greg's catchphrase is better than he does?
Speaking of checking out, check out the latest episode of the Greg Cody podcast.
Thank you, Billy. It's a banger. Oh, baby.
Oh, okay.
What?
Number 3.
What happened?
That was weird.
What happened, Greg?
He just probably learned banger. I think you've never said banger before.
Banging it.
Okay.
There's 3 things in life I love. My wife, Naomi Wine, and the Greg Cody Show podcast.
I was going to say, and banging. All right, number 3, Roberto Clemente. Number 2, Yogi Berra. So Roy was right?
No, ask him about that home run, if that ever happened.
Number 1, Vlad Sr.
Oh, best bad ball hitter ever, he puts him at. All right. And get that Garrett McNamara sound, just so that we can finally, at the end of the show, stumble toward a comedic punchline of, here's what it sounds like when you're hit in the head by a 100-foot wave.
You're getting pounded. You're going in all directions, like a car crash, a minute-long car crash, rolling and tumbling and... maybe like King Kong grabs the washing machine on spin cycle and he's going like this. So you're just like, there's no control and you don't know where you are. You don't know which way is up and you're dizzy and you're running out of air and you're not fighting, you're relaxing. And you pull your limbs in at times so you don't get broken, ripped or snapped. But for the most part, you're relaxing to conserve all your oxygen. And then when the violent pounding ends and it calms down, then since we have the flotation, we know which way is up. We start going towards the surface. Even though we might be so dizzy, we still don't know. And then we just kind of swim nice and slow with our hands. And then right before your lips come out, right as they come out, you... And then you're kind of... You're still spinning, so you don't know where the next wave is. You're kind of going like this, trying to figure out where the next wave is going to come. And if you're lucky, you get a couple breaths. If you're not, you get maybe one breath, and the next wave just rolls you over and does the exact same thing all over again.
I love that Izzy and Jessica are like, yeah, two episodes. Two, not eight. Didn't need eight of that. Just give me two. Okay, I don't need to live eight there. Just zip me through it here. Teach me what
not
it's
that
like.
Impressive, not
get
that
in,
just
get
show
out
me the giant wave. I just want to see the giant wave.
Woke up, still the same wave. I don't know what they were talking about for so long.
I love also that Jessica wasn't interested, put me to sleep, but then I went there. Now it's amazing how interesting it is.
Oh, it's the coolest thing ever, Dad. It's amazing. Everyone should go to Portugal. Bom dia.
Greg, any final thoughts for your hardworking week here before we get out of here on a Thursday? Thank you for helping us twice this week. Thanks to Izzy Gutierrez for stopping through. It's been too long, Izzy. If you have anything on your way out, say goodbye to the people.
I should have known what the show was going to be like when I got greeted by a turd.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Greg, anything?
Yeah, I don't mean to take anything away from that surf dude, but... You can learn more about surfing from listening to a 2.5-minute Beach Boys song from 1963 called Catch a Wave. It accentuates the positive of surfing. It's a wonderful sport. It's not a deadly sport, except when that guy's talking about it. Surfing's a beautiful thing. I was one of the first, my cousin Tommy Lynott listened to, my cousin Tommy Lynott was a surfer.
Lying.
I once met the god of surfing, Duke himself, at the Swimming Hall of Fame in Fort Lauderdale. And it was a beautiful experience. I'm pro surfing, and it's a beautiful thing.
You said beautiful. You've just run out of material.
I'm Greg Cody, and that's how it was.
Back in my day.
That kind of thing. Thank you, L. That's all I got. I ran out of material. Why is everybody staring at me? I got nothing.
Naomi.
I'm spent.
How useless was that?
How useless were you doing
at the end?
What are you talking about? I was trying to save surfing from that guy.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.